I just wanted to wish my podcast listeners a very happy new year. Thank you for your support with the podcast and for sharing it and getting people interested in it. I hope that the next year brings you all the things you want in your personal life and in your career. And I know that 2021 has been a tough year for many people, and indeed 2020 was a tough year for many people too. And so I've got two things that I'd like to say to you about that and about the new year in general. The first is a plea for you to not be too hard on yourself for whatever you have or haven't achieved this year. While it's important that we try to move forward in the things that we want to do, there are so many things that can get in the way that are outside of our control. And a lot of the time as human beings, I feel we beat ourselves up in so many ways about the things that we haven't done. I'm sure that you bring a great deal of value to other people and to the world. And I'm sure that you've had a great many achievements this year, even if you don't see them as achievements. Quite often when I speak to different people, things that I find magical about other people are things that don't seem very exciting to them or even worthy of praise. And so if I was to talk to you one-to-one, I'm sure that I would find things that to you are mundane and to me would be very special. So my first thing I want to say is just a plea to not be hard on yourself, however you're feeling about your year, and just to know that you're important and that you matter and that your life matters and that you shouldn't feel that you don't have something to offer. Hopefully you have had a good year and hopefully you do feel you have something to offer, but many people are hard on themselves and many people don't see their worth. I see your worth. And as I say, if we had the chance to have a conversation, which I hope we will do at some point, then I'm sure that I would be able to find bits of things that you do that I just find incredible. So that's my first thing. My second thing is, however you feel about this year, it's a really important time to think about how you can make progress. So how 2022 could be an even better year, or how you could continue to make progress on your goals. Now, of course, the end of a year or the beginning of a new year is an arbitrary time to do this. It might be that it doesn't work for you for all sorts of reasons. You might be stressed at the moment. You might find it silly that everybody has to use this arbitrary date as a time to make resolutions or to set goals. And if that's the case for you, then don't worry about it. Just think about setting the goals whenever it works for you. But for a lot of people, a new year gives new opportunities to think about what it is that we want to do in the world and the kind of people that we want to be. And if you're in that boat, or even if you aren't and want to try this at another time, set some time in the future. So it might be, if you want to do the year, it might be the end of 2022. And you might be thinking to yourself about what are the things that you'd like to achieve in 2022? And how would you know that they'd happen? So that as you were coming up to New Year's Eve in exactly a year's time, that you would be feeling fulfilled and happy and excited about 2023. What are the things that worked in 2021 for you as you're heading on your path? What are the things that didn't work? What are the things that helped you to make progress and what are the things that didn't? Are there any things that you can change about your life? Are there any new skills you need to pick up? Are there people that you could speak to help you on your quest as you travel through the journey of life? These are all things that you can think about and the sort of things that I'm thinking about myself at this time. So what is it that would really make 2022 your best year yet? So again, to reiterate, I just want you not to be too hard on yourself and to realise you're important and you matter. And I'd like to invite you to take the opportunity to think about how the next year could be incredible for you. I wish you, your family and everyone important to you a very happy new year.